He is Lord. He is Lord. He has risen from the dead, and he is Lord. But guess what? Every knee gonna bow. Hala mandedebe alabandala kozalabasha. And every tongue will confess, and they're going to make a confession that Jesus Christ is Lord. More grace this morning. Hallelujah. We bless God this morning. We celebrate him for his goodness and his mercy toward us. There is no God but our God. And he is the only wise God. Listen, I need you all to understand that if there's anything that you got to get in the habit of doing, it's starting your day with him. David understood the word of God when it said, early will I seek you. I think that's Psalm 63. You don't want to start a day in your life without intercession. You don't want to leave your day up to chance. Leave your day up to the declarations of somebody else and the decrees of those who don't like you. But you want to leave your day in your hands, and you have the power to command your morning. God has been doing some exciting, wonderful, powerful things. Doors are opening. Relationships are being birthed. Opportunities are being released. And I pray that it is not just something that you do when you get on the phone with me. I pray that prayer is not just something that you're motivated to do only every time I call prayer. I want you to make prayer a part of your life, a part of your daily moving and operation. Amen. Praying always. Amen. That's one of your weapons. The Bible declares, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the enemy. And having done all to stand, stand therefore. Then it gives you all the weapons. But then there's one more weapon. It says, praying always. And it doesn't mention, hallelujah, it doesn't mention a defense. You know, your truth got loins. Feet are shod with peace. Salvation got a helmet. Faith got a shield. The word got a sword. But prayer doesn't have anything. And I believe prayer is your secret weapon. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. Listen to me. I don't care how successful you believe that you are. If you don't have a life of prayer, sooner or later, it's not going to last. I don't care how well you sing, how good you preach, how well you prophesy. If you don't have a lifestyle of prayer, sooner or later, things are going to begin to fall apart. Prayer is communication with God. It's talking with him. It's fele dele koshanda labasaya. It's fellowship with the Spirit. And you want to get in the habit of communing with him. Are you listening to me? Hallelujah. He doesn't ask for perfection. He just asks for communion. He doesn't ask you to be perfect. He just asks you to keep on talking to him. You remember? You remember, Adam messed up, and the one thing that happened when Adam messed up, he hid himself and got out of the presence of God and stopped communing. God came in the garden and said, Adam, where are you? That's what I want to say to you. Whatever you experience in your life, keep your prayer life. Keep your commitment to prayer, intercession, and into calling on the name of the Lord. With that being said, let's go before the throne of glory And let's go with boldness. Hey, Mande, Elabanda la Koza, Zialaba Shandele de Ketala Mandalosi, Silalabobo Koshandele Meani Osi, Mini Mikien Fele de Leba, Bankala Delita la Kos, Brenkele de Bailey Alado Ushna, Alaba Shanda. Open your mouth, get on out of that bed, and let's begin to bless him. Halabu Sheke, Mendelebe Ke Falandele Solomondia, Minonomo Kontala Makish, Eba Sando, Obo Shandebe, Elamandala Kiala Labandala Bosai. I said, get on up out of that bed, stop doing what you're doing, let's open our mouth and begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Oh, by Shike, Yambio Sikalamanda, Antanini Mi Enfelebosa, Jacalamanda, right where you are, lift your voice and pray in your heavenly, pray in your heavenly language. Build yourself up this morning on your most holy faith by praying in the Holy Ghost. Go ahead and build yourself up. Go ahead and release the language of your spirit, and let's begin to bless you. Hallelujah. Koba Shekele, Lebandi Lebe Sitololobokoya, Rabande Lebe Satala Labasha, Janke, Janka Bakush, Lenke Bekesh, Ebe de Kendia, Enfegi, Ige Ishka, Ege Ishna, Jekebe Eshkabo, Ulebakanzia, Salolomo Undulebe Enfele Dene, Andala Bagande, Wandelebe, Yandi izala akushna vele baladush solakanush nele meketalandia e galabazi zele bandalaku robokutandele me brenkala bandalaku ushna banfanene me anzia zile ekosh kanai lekanze kalato atanone me envele dini zilosh aladasi aladoshne Lebenge alabagu ushnala anfalados, zukatuna aleke, lapasto la okush, belendele asi, silolomondele kialataya, tankalados, ole rebekesna, robosotule ikieshkanaya, andalo saya. Andiyeseke, vendele ke talamandalaku, lebusulabu ushne, embele aladulukundele me eala, ala sol okushne, e ala ashikani, vele asolomondalako, bulibienkele me. Father, we bless you this morning. Father, we love you this morning. Father, we celebrate you this morning. We give you the glory. We give you the praise. We give you the honor. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you for your strength. We thank you for your power. We thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercies. We thank you that you are rich in mercy and you are strong in compassion. But God, I want to love on you this morning just because you are slow to anger. That's what your word declares. Hallelujah. That you are slow to anger. I give you the praise this morning that I am secure in knowing that your thoughts toward me are good this morning and not evil. And it is to give me an expected end. I give you the praise this morning for loving me. Amen. Hobah Shakala. For loving me, for putting up with me, for pursuing me, for never giving up on me. I give you praise that you love me so much that you gave your only begotten Son. I love you so much because you shed your blood for me, and for that I am appreciative. I want to take time this morning just to celebrate you. Just to let you know that without you, I can do nothing. Without you, I would fail. without you. I'm like a ship without a sail. I'm like a mind without a memory. Hallelujah. A kitchen without a sink. I can do nothing in and of myself. It is in you that I live. It is in you that I move. It is in you that I have my very being. You are the water that I drink. You are the air that I breathe. I am hopeless without you. I am desperate without you. I am helpless without you, because you are my strength. Allah, melendele de kalabasha, halamandolo boso tolelebe, jekele mandele kizia, leban kalamando, hobashai, elemandolo bosikia, ikalabashandelele balamondo, orobosika. You are the reason that I wake up this morning. I didn't even have enough sense to get up, but you're the one who caused me to wake up with your wickening power. And for that, I'm grateful. I'm so grateful for you loving me. I'm so grateful for you coming after me. I'm so grateful that you put breath in my body and then cause the blood to continue to run warm in my veins. I give you the praise, hallelujah, for the agility and the life that is in my bones today. Father, I give you the praise today that I'm up, and I'm clothed and in my right mind with the use and activity of my limbs. I give you praise today that I can swallow. I give you praise that I can walk. I give you praise that I can blink. I give you praise that I can hear. I give you praise that I can smell. I give you praise that I can taste. Lamb of God, we survived the pandemic where we could not smell and we could not taste. And then we come right out of it and it's so unappreciative for the ability to be able to taste and to smell. So I want to appreciate you this morning that I can smell. Hoba Sunday, Ele Mandolo Bokoza. I give you the praise that I can taste. I give you the praise, oh God, that you kept me all night long. No evil befell me. No plague came nigh my dwelling. My God, no heart attack, no stroke, no aneurysm. I got a reason to bless you. And I wake up this morning because I want you to know that my expectation is from you. My hope is in you. My soul, hallelujah, waits not only upon thee, O God. My soul delights in you. My soul give you the glory. My soul give you the honor. My soul bless you. Oh God, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Lamb of God, great God Jehovah, righteous King, Prince of Life, Seed of Abraham, Son of David, Son of Man, Son of God, stone hewn out of the mountain, the meek and humble lamb, the lamb that was slain before the foundation of the world. My God, the one who is, the one who was, the one who is to come, the only one that is worthy to open the seals in the revelation of that book, the only one who holds the key of David, the only one who has the power to set before me an open door that no man can shut, the one who sits on the throne and unto the Lamb, that God that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that I can ask or think, that God who said, is there anything too hard for me? That God who declared that he was the first and the last, the beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega. That God who declared from everlasting to everlasting that that's who you are, that you are God and beside you there is no other. That God who comprehended the dust of the earth in a measure. that God who rules and super rules, Elimashah, who sits on the throne, don't need nobody help. That God who cannot be elected, that God who cannot be impeached, that God who doesn't need my approval, who has been his counselor, who has known the mind of the Lord, that's the God I worship. That's the God I honor this morning. That's the God I celebrate. That's the God I bow before. Oh, my Shah, Yahweh, Ele Mandoro Bokosa, I bow in your presence, consuming fire. You are a sweet perfume. My God, I bless you. Oh, Mandele Day. Le Mandoro Koshata. Landele Bekia La Mandalosa. Hialabo Shekene Antia. Ilalababo Sukulene. I bless you. I bless you this morning. I honor you this morning. I give you the praise this morning. I shabak you. Amen. Dele ba solo bokuta. Landele be siala basha. Handololo bobidi andele bea. Ikandolo mosa. E o shka o ka o kabansha. Ela o the ansi. Ile mandele be kokolo bosha. Handolo bashande. Ande, Beke, Benkabi, Bi Escobo, Lukuli Ankalamaya, Ialaba Shande, Ialaba Shako, Ronkabo Kundili Alaba, Zeleban Shiti Alamando, Hobaza. I give you the praise, I give you the glory, Handalabosa, Yendebe Akabosa, Haya. Kantali, Ilele Bandiliosa, Ira Moshekandia, Menkabo Ukushna. Hey! We bless you this morning. Hallelujah. We always got to start with giving him the glory. You always got to start with giving him the praise. He said, enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. I read that. You didn't read it? I read it. He said, be thankful unto him and bless his holy name. Why? Because the Lord is good. Elabashande. Elamakundalabasa. I say the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. And his truth endured to all generations. So you don't start this without giving him the glory. You got to start with giving him the praise. You can't live without him. You can't breathe without him. And that's what gives you access into that secret place. Are you listening to me? I'm glad you are. Now let's get ready to pray and make some declarations. Amen. Because I read it. And you can decree a thing. And guess what? It shall be established. And we know that we serve a God who don't lie. We are going to decree this month and even this morning that we will be celebrated this month. That's one of our declarations, that this is a month that we will be celebrated. Hey! You know the devil is mad at you. Amen. Y'all better know that. You getting up out of your bed praying. You getting up out of your bed praying, calling on the name of the Lord. The devil is upset with you. That we're going to decree this month that you will be celebrated. Lift your voice, O Kabosha, and say in the name of Jesus, I declare this month, this year, I will be celebrated. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, I thank you that I have what I say, and death and life is in the power of my tongue. And on the account of that promise, and on the strength of that word, I declare this month, I will be celebrated. This month, I will be celebrated. I will be promoted. I thank you that you will make me a sign and a wonder to my generation this month. You will make me a sign and a generation today. I declare that I will experience the favor of God and the favor of God with you. I will experience favor with you, Lord, and with man. You said in Luke chapter 2 that Jesus grew and he waxed in favor with God and man. I am whatever he is, and I declare that the favor of man is my portion, not just the favor of God, but I thank you that the favor of man is my portion. And on the account of that promise, I declare I will be celebrated. I will be adored this month. I will be looked to, Ulamasha, as a vessel and an example of success. I thank you that my enemies will celebrate me. My friends will celebrate me. I declare that my children will be celebrated. My church will be celebrated. My family will be celebrated. I declare in the name of the Lord that when my name comes up, there will be victory. When my name is mentioned, there will be victory. When my name is mentioned, there will be good news, good stories. I cancel every negative report. I cancel every evil whisper. I cancel all evil whisperings, evil gossipings, evil conversations. May every evil conversation be stopped. Be stopped. Be stopped. Be stopped. Elemasha. Father, in the name of Jesus, every evil conversation against my life, against my children, against my family, against my husband, against my job, against my wife, against my future, every evil conversation against those connected to me, in the name of Jesus, I silence the voices of the accuser. I silence the voices of the enemy. I silence every whispering, and I declare that I will be celebrated. Ali, Ilalababan Shako, Lukuninini and Telemo, Lukatuna, Robo Solobukush, Ankelemanda, Alabashatanalama, Mandele Bikolobosa. I thank you for supernatural celebration in every area of my life. I thank you that my singing will be celebrated. Whatever you are good at, command it to be celebrated. Whatever your business is doing, command it to be celebrated. Whatever you are excellent at, command it to be celebrated. I thank you that my singing will be celebrated. I thank you that my preaching will be celebrated. I thank you that my ability to see and to tap into realms of the spirit will be celebrated. My teaching, I thank you that this is a month of celebration. I thank you that I will be celebrated today. I will be honored today. Halibesha, Lenkasha, Lenkalamandolobosuta, Libandilibiki Kalabasha. Lift your voice and declare it. Lift your voice and command it. Yendebe, Mankalalama, Libokosula, Ilababa Shanda, Indelebe Kikolaba, Libandolobosa, Horabashande, Elemandolobosiki andalabahaya. Yende de kabosh, mankabande le bebe bi alabanda, andolobo soto le be, mande le be kishna, lenkala manda la kaza, zele ola odoshna, ele de oshna, ambi bibi biasa, ze kabosh, zengele manda la katai, befele, ben vele de beleanda, alibi kizolo kuja. I thank you that I am celebrated. I thank you that I am not stopped. I thank you that I am not blocked. In the name of Jesus. Uka handelebe alababa shande ilamando lobo kukula la labanda labasa. We're gonna pray one more prayer. Hey, oba shandelebe kalabanda la labasa indelebe di alabanda la bobo kosa. We are declaring, hallelujah, that every power of darkness that has been assigned against you. Onamasha. I know y'all think it's a game, but the word of God declares, be sober and be vigilant. Why? Because you got an adversary. See, the devil wants you drunk. Drunk with success, drunk with dancing, drunk with shouting, drunk with how well you are doing. And sometimes in my relationships, you know, and those who I'm in covenant with and friends, they think I don't desire to have fun. It's not that I don't desire to have fun. It's not that I don't celebrate. It's that I'm sober. And because I am sober, amen, when a person is drunk, are you listening to me? When a person is drunk and just staggering and all can't control themselves, somebody got to be sober. Somebody got to drive. Are you listening to me? Well, I'm sober. And the reason I'm sober is because I have an adversary, the devil. He's waiting on an opportunity to get me. He's waiting on an opportunity to step in. He's waiting on me to not be on guard. Do you understand? You need to be sober. You got to be sober in your conversation. You have to be sober in your fellowship. You have to be sober even while you're looking at social media. Are you listening to me? You have to be sober. You have to pay attention. You got to be sober. And the reason you must be sober and vigilant is because you have an adversary. You got to understand that. He's always looking. Amen. He's going about in the earth seeking whom he may devour. I know you want to shout and you want to scream, but you got to be on guard in your thought life, on guard in your prayer life, on guard in your conversation. So on guard that when you hear a conversation that's not of faith, you shut it down. Because whatsoever is not of faith, it is sin. And I want to say to you, it's not enough just to have faith in this hour. Because guess what? Listen to me. He's given us faith. But something that we got to have in this hour is courage. That's what's holding many people back. They don't have the courage. Alabasha. And I know we was getting ready to pray for every power to be darkened, but we're going to pray for courage. That's what I feel an anointing to be for. Joshua, only be thou strong and courageous. We got to pray for courage. Courage to obey him. Courage to step out. Courage to be different. Courage to not be like the world. Courage to do what he told us to do in the face of opposition, in the face of liars, in the face of thieves, in the face of those who desire to see us go under. We must believe God for courage. I'm talking to a business owner. I'm talking to a preacher. I'm talking to somebody. There's over 1,000 people on this call. I'm talking to somebody who has the faith, but she lacks the courage. The courage to obey, the courage to step out, the courage to give. Lift your hands, Alabasha, and say in the name of Jesus, I declare this month I have courage, courage, courage. Oh, Shama, lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, I thank you for courage. I thank you for the courage of Joshua. I thank you for the courage of the Holy Ghost. I thank you that this is the year and this is the month that I will not be killed by the spirit of fear. Andenebesha, John Kaninini Anzo, Ole, my God, I feel the anointing. Andalolobobosha, Indelelebelebe Kandelabasha, Shata, Shaitanamo, Lukamandelebese, Ilalalabasha. I declare that according to your word, you've not given me the spirit of fear. Come on. But you've given me the spirit, hallelujah, of power and of love and of a sound mind. And because of that, and on the strength of that, I declare today that I will not be in fear. Father, I understand by the Holy Ghost that maturity sets boundaries, but fear creates walls. Name of Jesus, every wall that has been created because of my fear, every wall that has been created because of my timidity, in the name of Jesus, I dismantle the spirit of fear in my life, and I declare that I am courageous. I declare that I am strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I declare that I am courageous. I am courageous. My children are courageous. My husband and wife are courageous. I thank you today that my daughter, my son is courageous. I thank you that KGC is courageous. I thank you that I am not I am not afraid of the terror by night. I thank you that you are the strength of my life, and I have no need to be afraid. And on the strength of that word, I declare today that I am courageous. I have courage to obey you, courage to do what you've called me to do, courage to go to the next level, courage to walk in what you've called me to walk in. I thank you for courage to finish, courage to begin, courage to not give up. I thank you for uncommon courage. I thank you for supernatural courage. Lift your voice, open your mouth, and declare that you are courageous. Declare that you are stronger. Declare that you will not go under. You will not be disadvantaged. You will not be killed. You will not die before your time. You will not go under, neither will you be discredited. I come against the spirit of fear. I dismantle it. I destroy it. I rebuke fear. I bind fear. I bind fear. I bind fear. Fear to go forth this month. Fear to do what God has called you to do. Fear to obey. Fear to step out. Be dismantled. Be dismantled. Be destroyed. Be killed. Hey, hey. Koshala. Leman dele de kukula la lama. Laman shekele leman de la baba di osia. Zilemen kele de lenta la kushna. Lankala balisa. Sele de kotolo monda. Lemendele ke dala hadaya. Dandolo lobo koshaya. Mendele be kiza. Alustale. Mendele be kokotalama. Father, deal with me. Holy Spirit, 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 deal with me. Cause the spirit of courage to arise in me like never before. Cause the spirit of strength and the stronghold, hallelujah, of strength to come alive in me like never before. I declare today that I am courageous, and every power, every darkness, every attack of the enemy against my life, be dismantled. Every attack of the enemy against my children, be dismantled. Every attack of the enemy against my future, my legacy, be dismantled. I overturn every plan of the enemy. I overturn every meeting place of the enemy. I send confusion to the enemy's camp, and I declare by divine authority, whatever the devil is planning, whatever he has planned for this month concerning my life, my children, my family, my destiny, in the name of Jesus, by divine authority, hey, I declare that that plan is dismantled. Lakush ele alagandili mikikondolo mosaya. I declare that everybody connected to me at home and abroad, I declare that they are blessed, they are covered, and every plan of the enemy to destroy their life, be dismantled, be dismantled, be dismantled. I overturn every plan of the enemy. I override every plan of the enemy. I destroy it. I dismantle it. I render it powerless, command it null and void, and declare this month I will experience the favor of God, the strength of God, the courage of God will be my portion all the days of my life. Dele bashanda, and it shall be. Le baso, lobokushna, remande lebekian kalamaya, halalabashande, elo shaki. Mande le base, le banzutu le manda, lika la la bashanda, and I trust you. Alala basha, and I trust you. Abokosha, and I trust you. Indele le mando lo bokuza, and I trust you. Benkele le bando lo babibiosa, hila la bashanda, and I thank you. Ikon uboku la basa, in the name of Jesus. Amen. You're going to have a good day today. Did you hear me? I said, you are going to have a good day today. Things are going in your favor. Things are turning in your favor. You are going to have a good day today because you're going to trust God like you've never trusted him before. You are blessed. Do not miss prayer this evening. You listening to me? Don't miss it. Amen. Somebody's lives are being changed. All kind of stuff being blocked. I told you. Amen. People, charges got dropped and accidents have been prevented and doors have been opened and money's being released. Do not miss prayer this evening. Push yourself. I want to prophesy over somebody that this is the month, this is the year that you will be celebrated. Amen. People are drawn to you today, and you'll see it. You're blessed. Hallelujah. I look forward to prayer this evening. Don't miss it. Got to call in early. So many people getting locked out. I think that we had over 1,000 people on there today. So make sure you call in. Get in. And don't miss what God is doing. And if you don't get on, amen, or you talk to somebody who say they missed it, tell them to go listen to the replay, and pray with me. But don't miss what God wants to do. You are blessed. More grace. One couple shots.